I'm, we live in a world where no one's going out there lifting people up. And, you know, we have a lot of people out there that have no hope. If you're in a good place right now, you have the opportunity to give that hope. And what does that look like? It's compliments, it's encouragement, it's texting them, it's turning up unannounced, all these kind of things.
Talofa everyone, it's Shirley here, and you're listening to Le Talanoa Therapy Podcast. On today's episode, we talanoa with Tai Tupo, a fantastic motivational speaker who is also a qualified mental health social worker and a strong advocate of I Am Hope. And if you guys didn't know, this Friday, November the 5th, 2021, is Gumboot Friday, an annual fundraiser to raise funds for free kids counselling here in Aotearoa. This is an incredible initiative that was started by the legendary Mike King. Have a listen, guys. Well, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you so much, Tai, for, you know, taking the time to have this talanoa. I know that you've been really, really busy, especially with Gumboot Friday coming up this week. But, you know, I wanted to have this talanoa with you because I truly believe the work you're doing at the moment is really awesome. It's so inspiring. And I just think you're such a tremendous advocate of what you do. I just love your work. And but yeah, today I really wanted to sit down and have a talanoa about, you know, everything, like how it all started. Like, first and foremost, how did you and the legendary Mike King meet?
I met him in the back end of 2012, going into 2013, you know, when I found out exactly what suicide was, you know, as a poly and as a Samoan young man, I didn't know what it was. You know, I was sheltered growing up. And what I mean by sheltered is that, you know, it was all about church, school, home. Like, that was kind of like the only life we really lived. You know, we don't talk about mental health. We don't talk about suicide and a lot of our upbringing. And that's why I didn't know what it was. And, you know, I found myself in a position where I was close to one that had happened. I thought to myself, how could, you know, someone do that? You know, how could someone take their life like that? It's crazy. You know, I did a little bit of research and realized that New Zealand has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the world. And I came across Mike King, and he had only just come out about a story on live radio. He was doing talkback radio at that time. And I reached out to him on Twitter, and, you know, Twitter was pretty cool back then. It's not so cool anymore, but I sent him a message and said, hey, you know, do you need a hand? Can I help you? Like, you know, I've only just found out about this, and is there any way I can help you? And I honestly didn't think he was going to get back to me. I didn't realize how famous he was at the time. He was one of the top comedians in New Zealand, and obviously being sheltered, I never watched any of his comedy. You know, it's not like my parents are going to let me watch someone like that. He called me and he said, what are you up to next week? And I said, oh, I'm just working. He said, if you can take the week off work, I'll pick you up and I'll take you up north. And he said, I'm not too sure what I'm doing yet, but if you're just keen to come have a look, then, you know, see what happens. So anyways, pick me up. Yeah, and then I get up north and I hear him speak for about 3 days in a row. He's doing like 3 or 4 talks a day to communities, schools, you name it. And there was one talk in particular that I'll never forget. There was a youth worker in there, and the youth worker asked a question about how do young dads that have never had a dad become good dads, or can be are they able to actually be good dads? And myself, I was a young dad at the time, and I jumped up and I answered the question, not knowing why, but there was just a sudden urge inside of me to answer that question. I jumped up, I answered the question, and it was the first time for me sharing my story, and I didn't even know I had a story. I quickly realized that, man, I've been through all these things, and I didn't even realize it was a thing. I just thought it was just me. And, you know, and I told people, there's about 300 people in the room. I told them about a story of growing up in a culture where you only speak when you're spoken to. So by the time I got to 19, 20, my son was born, I didn't know how to, you know, love him, because like, no one ever said these things to me growing up. No one, like, you know, showed me this kind of affection and, I guess, intimacy. It was all, do this, do that. You know, all the communication I ever had in my whole life growing up was in my head. So, I told them about the story, and it was crazy. And it all started from there, and they thought I was his bodyguard. So they were kind of shocked. We spent the next 3 to 4 years on the road, speaking in schools and in communities up and down the country. We went on this campaign called Target Zero. The main emphasis on that campaign was targeting zero suicides in your community. And what we meant by that was, if you can target zero in your family, you can target zero in your workplace, target zero in your sports team, your school, your classroom, all these things. If you just focus on your core area, before you know it, we could achieve the zero target. But yeah, we went on this nationwide campaign for the next 2 to 3 years. And it was crazy. And then I think a lot of people just connected with it. And from there, it birthed this thing, which is now called I Am Hope. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, I think people know my face more for I Am Hope I think people won't recognize me out there, but as soon as they see me wearing something with I Am Hope, they'll know straight away. But yeah, that's crazy.
It is. It's amazing. Such an amazing story. Like, you know, who would have thought it starts off like that? For me, it sounds like it's something that just meant to be. You know, it's where you're at in life, you know, wanting to better yourself and needing that help as well. You know, sometimes you attract that. And I guess it's a great place for you because it's helping you as well. Like, I can totally understand, you know, needing that help. It's like turning to nutrition and trying to get, you know, healthy and stuff. It's hard to stay there. It's hard to kind of like be healthy and stuff and motivate yourself when, you know, you're still feeling down. And I see that, like, with yourself, it's really empowered you with this work because it feels like that's where you thrive the most, you know, helping people and doing something that you're passionate about. It's beautiful.
100%. There's days when, like, I just want to throw it in on top of you and things like that. Mike, you know, he's always the first person I call, and I said to him, man, I can't do this anymore. You know, this is too much. You know, it's overwhelming. And then he'll always just be like, well, what else are you going to do? But, you know, it's...
be a bodybuilder. Like he says, you're all muscle.
Apparently, yeah. So, I'm really grateful that, that he's paved the way for me and, that he's mentored me through this whole journey. Because, it's tough out here and... You know, there's times, there's probably 3 or 4 times in a year where I have a major breakdown and I realize, sometimes I think, man, is anyone even listening?
Ty is so dope. But before we keep going, I just need to thank our sponsors. Mangere 275 have launched their brand new Honeys collection, which includes t-shirts in all colors and sizes. It also features a beautiful 18-karat gold-plated hoop Southside earrings, normally $80, but discounted at $65, strictly for our Let's Eleanor listeners. Make sure you get in quick, ladies. We're also proudly sponsored by Temp Clothing, that's T-E-M-P-T, which is run by our young people in South Auckland. Check out their latest celebrity t-shirts and custom Pacific-inspired street fashion. Message them with the code QS to get 30% discount from any of their labels. We're also brought to you by Illis Customs, which is a Polynesian South Auckland-based family business that creates graphic designs, handcrafted products, and vector illustrations for your next event. Message them on illiscustoms.co.nz with the code QS to get 10% discount. That also includes free delivery nationwide. Let's dive back in, guys.
You know, everyone gets on the hype and, you know, like anything, you know, people get hyped about things all the time. And, you know, like there was Mental Health Awareness Week just like a couple of weeks back and everyone got hyped about that. There was World Mental Health Day the other day. Everyone got hyped about that. And then it just goes, you know, and, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just think if you want to save lives and you want to stop people from taking their lives, it has to be an everyday conversation.
I love that. And I think that's another great thing about, you know, what you're doing, you know, raising awareness and talking about mental health through your words of encouragement on your social media and actually using social media to connect with people, which is really a powerful tool, you know, and it's beautiful to see, you know, to see guys like using the platform to connect with others in a positive way. Everyone's rapping now, everyone's doing the same thing, but I really wanted to utilize this platform to
you know, really go and have a lot more intimate conversations about something that I'm passionate about, you know, issues, things that are happening in the community. How can we empower people? I'm trying my best to stay out of that dark light so that I can, you know, be here for my kids and you know, just help myself, because no one's going to do it for us. There's no one out there that's going to come and rescue us. You have to just keep it real and just try your best to like hope that it's going to get better and just keep vibing off that. Just talking to people, like I'm just trying to spend more time around people that are positive. And I think, you know, even having you on this vibration, like, you know, coming across you, it's a great start for me because I'm trying to stay in the light. And then it gives me hope that there's people out there, you know, like yourself, who are doing great things. And it gives me hope with what I'm doing as well. So I appreciate you. And I, like I said before, you're doing tremendous work and I love your work. I think it's great. And I think people out there see it. They see it in your smile and they see it when you're happy. And even when you're sad, you know, when you're talking about it, you just keep it real.
I honestly think, you know, there's a lot of negativity going around on social media and people, you know, they have a lot of negative experiences around it. But I think social media, a lot of the times I'm just talking to myself, you know, when I put things up because, you know, people always say, oh, you know, thanks, I really needed to hear that, or thanks, I really needed to see that. And a lot of the times I'm just like, man, I needed to see it too. And I'm actually not, you know, like, it's just like when I'm speaking or when I'm talking to people, I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for me, you know, because if I don't do that for me first, then, you know, like you said, like no one's going to come and rescue you. For me, it's, I need to do these things. That's how I guess, give myself affirmation that things can be okay. And, you know, it all sounds well and good in that, but, you know, it wasn't always like that.
Yeah. There's always a story behind it all, eh?
Yeah.
And so what's next for you? Like, where to from here?
What's next for me? Nah, it's just much of the same. I think this week I took a step back from a lot of interviews and podcasts and things like that because I just needed a little bit of a break to refresh my own mind. And I spent a lot of time catching up with Mike this week, just on his driveway, just talking through things about the future. And I'm like a lot of people, you know, I get down a lot when things that you were expecting to happen doesn't go ahead. So, you know, I think the COVID really, you know, really hit me this week. So I just took a step back and, you know, just lighten the load and just one of those things that, you just need to look after yourself as much as you can because, I mean, you're pretty useless to anyone if you're no good to yourself. And it's hard because I think people think that you're bulletproof sometimes and they think that you don't go through things. And that's why it's really important to just be real. And because then if people know that, you know, you're not having a good time as well, you know, then they can kind of adapt. But if you keep putting out this this energy like you're unstoppable and that you're unbreakable, then, you know, you bring it on yourself. So we've got some plans, some big plans for Gumboot Friday. And heaps of other things that we've got lined up moving into the new year. But I think for now, it's just looking after ourselves and a lot of the people that we're speaking to online. That's pretty much it, you know, just putting out content, hopefully, that can connect with people so that they can make it through this time as well. Because it's honestly a really sad and tough time for a lot of people, you know, people losing businesses, jobs, young people not being able to go to school, connect with their friends. And there's so much. So, you know, we just got to try and be that hope for people somehow. Be the hope for ourselves first.
One of the great things that I really love about your work is visiting the schools. You know, I love how you went to Tokoroa. I remember seeing a video of you talking to the kids down there and then hearing their feedback. It was really awesome to know that, you know, even the kids in a place like Tokoroa really appreciated the words of inspiration and you actually gave them something to think about, like to be able to open up and talk about what they're going through. And I grew up in a home in the Samoan family, like real Fa Samoa. We couldn't even express ourselves. I had to go and express it at school through fighting and other ways. And yeah. to know that you're giving people like a pass to like, hey, I can say it. I can talk to someone. If I'm feeling like suicidal or I'm feeling really down, I can talk to someone. I'm not going to be afraid anymore. You know, I matter. I am hope. And I love that. I love that message. Just seeing those kids' faces lit up from the work that you're doing, it just shows the impact that you guys, how important it is for you guys to do the work that you do. What was that like?
I love that place, Tokoroa. I've been there probably 3 times in the last 12 months. I've got a good friend there. He's in the police there. Dougie, he's always pestering me about visiting his community. And I love it there. And, you know, for me, going to communities, especially that are predominantly Māori or PI, it really, I guess, encourages me and it lifts me to a whole nother level. You know, when I'm talking to those kids, it's like I'm talking to myself. And I say to a lot of people, man, I wish someone came into my school and told me these things were normal and told me that these things were everyday things. And, you know, I wish someone came to my school and told me these things that everybody talks to themselves or everyone has conversations with themselves. You're not crazy if you have them. And everyone's got an inner critic. Everyone's got their voice inside their head that beats them up, tells them they're not good enough, they're useless, you know, they can't make it. I said, I wish someone came and told me these things because, man, like how things would have been different. But, you know, I guess life plays out the way it does. And, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of. You know, I'll be the first one to admit. And like I say to a lot of people on podcasts or interviews or whatever, you know, I've got nothing to hide. And, you know, I've done some things. And I guess it's just one of those things. The more you are honest with yourself and the more you're real, the more you can put out there. Because I remember back in the day, Mike told me that if you just throw everything on the table, then no one's got nothing to smash you with. So if they come back and try and mock you or smash you about it, you'll be like, bro, so everyone else knows that as well. So what, you know? So I guess it puts you in a really powerful position in terms of vulnerability and knowing that there's no limits. So now, you know, if people ask me how am I doing and if I'm having a shit time, I'll just tell them. I'll just be like, oh man, I'm having a shit time, you know? So, but it's also teaching people, especially young people, that it's normal. If you be honest about it, then maybe people can help you or people can adapt, you know, but if you say you're having a good time when you're not, then, you know, you're just joining probably like 80-90% of the population who go out there every day and they pretend that they're okay when they're not. So we live in a filtered world, man. You know, it's the way it is, you know. So I love those communities. I love talking to, you know, Māori MPI, young people, because it's like I'm talking to myself, you know. And, you know, I just hope that they can get, encouragement that, man, if I can go through all of that and come out and I'm still doing all right, you know, they can do it as well. So I guess that's my biggest thing, yeah.
That's so dope. What sort of advice would you give to someone out there that might be struggling to just find self-motivation to have that routine, get back to the normal routine?
Honestly, just do whatever is right for you in the moment. I know that last couple of weeks ago I had this plan that, you know, I was going to start eating well and it was going all right for about a week and a half. And then I had a couple of shit days and then I just fell back into a bad eating habits and it's different for everyone.
Honestly, I'm the same.
So I say to people, if you set your goals, like, you know, to whatever is achievable for you, and if it means that getting out of bed is a goal for you, then do it. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, the thing is with, you know, mental health and, you know, how it works. So my perception of it is that it's like a wave. You're always going to get hit with bigger waves, you know, from time to time, and they're going to knock you out. And sometimes you just got to, like they always say to people that are drowning or caught in a rip, they say, you know, to just go with it. You know, on your bad days, just go with it. Just be in the moment. Don't look too far ahead, because sometimes what causes more anxiety, you know, more conversations, negative self-talk in your own head is looking too far ahead. And so just stay where you are. And like, I know if I have a shit day, it's Netflix all day, it's Uber Eats, it's whatever I got to do just to get through that day before I crash out again. If I wake up and I'm back on again, then I know, like anyone, a comeback is always the thing, you know. Every time you fall, it's just a setup for a better comeback. So then when you do get back on the horse again, it's getting back into your routine. And for me, there's three things that I do that helps me manage my mental health. One is training. Two, I got to cut my hair every week. Three is talking to people. And one of my main things I try and do every day is try and lift up two people a day. The reason why is because my therapist told me about 10 years ago that the problem with the world today is that, we live in a world where no one's going out there lifting people up. And, you know, we have a lot of people out there that have no hope, like zero. You know, there's probably, like in your circle right now, there's probably people with absolutely no hope. And if you're in a good place right now, you have the opportunity to give that hope. And what does that look like? It's compliments, it's encouragement, it's texting them, it's turning up unannounced, all these kind of things to show that, man, like, I don't care what you're going through. I might not even know the answers, but I want to let you know that I'm here. You know, whatever you need, I got your back. One of the most powerful things that someone ever told me was, like 5 years ago, I started this thing with my mates where we started telling each other that we love each other. And, you know, growing up, you know, as boys and young men, you know, it's, oh, that's gay, you know, da da da. But I realized that I hadn't seen my mates enough lately. And so we started this thing, and I started telling them that I love them, and it was a bit awkward at the beginning. But now it's totally normal. And, you know, we say it pretty easily. We tell each other how proud we are of each other. Honestly, the world needs more of it. You know, if someone told you that they're proud of you, they appreciate you, man, that's worth more than, you know, some of those handbags and whatever else people buy out there. So I know that if I'm loved and people care for me and people are proud of me, that does make me feel bulletproof. So yeah, just find what works for you to manage your mental health. You know, like you said, routine. There's heaps of things, but honestly, just connect to people. Social media, I find a lot of inspiration, honestly, from social media. There's so many people out there doing great things. And I just, like anyone, you know, I'm a window shopper. You know, I window shop a lot of things online, take what's going to work for me. And yeah, if you have the opportunity to, you know, share with other people, because a problem shared is a problem halved. So yeah, that's probably the best thing I can say. Yeah, just look after yourself first and foremost, and remember that nobody's got their shit together. That's probably the most important thing, that regardless of how many filters we put on social media. You know, at the end of the day, it's a different story in real life.
No, that's totally true. Totally true, mate.
Honestly, send me a message. I reply to all my messages, and if I miss it, the girls will pick it up. So, yeah, easy as.
Cool, man. Thank you so much for just, like, you know, catching up today and taking time out to share, because it's really awesome, like, to hear from you and to know you're doing great things out there for our people and using this platform to also, you know, it's another way for us to, you know, inspire others as well. So I appreciate you coming through, and yeah, it's awesome. It's been great talking to you.
No worries. No, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and keep up the good work that you're doing. I know it's really hard getting things like this going, but it's awesome that you're doing it. So I really appreciate you having me on.
That was a really awesome Talanoa, right? You know, I just want to send positive vibes, positive energy, and so much aloha to Tai and to everyone that's part of I Am Hope. And I just want to wish them an amazing, successful Gumboot Friday fundraiser. Remember, guys, there's so many ways you guys can actually show your support this Friday. Go to Gumboot Friday on Instagram and tune into their live stream, which starts at 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. to catch all the incredible fundraisers that are all across Aotearoa. Don't forget to follow our page on Instagram. That's Letala Noa Therapy Podcast. And just remember, it's awesome to have hope for others, but most importantly, be the hope for yourself.
Off the glittery sun, black sand beneath my feet, my island skin, needing that vitamin D, summer breeze, face glowing through golden leaves, I'm blowing trees, sipping shots in the rocks, so sweet, like La Cocos Bocos, flawless laying on the slowy beat, quick dip in the Red Sea, drip, drip, break and we whip, whip, don't care, don't care, we still slick, humble ninja, super quick, out here raising family, so much responsibility, this poly queen I carry seeds, that's why I need this break G, meditate, getting blazed, straight out of these ghetto gates, one way above the clear skies, I be floating on the cloud nine, smiling with that ragged at Chris. We getting hot, hot, straight to the sky.
On airplane mode, yeah. Sipping on different area cultures, yeah. Summer skies, cool calm breeze, jet skis, and good weed, and tall palm trees. Big feet for sure, making it hard to leave. Catching them by the shore, fresh and ready to eat. You see, Trey gave me the Henny straight, so it's only a matter of minutes before we start to celebrate it. You know I got the green to meditate. Yeah. See, you see how we is. We ain't got time for him. Peace and love, always.